Sarcasm. You may have answered this question before. I haven't heard the answer to it. But what are the Islamic views on the experiments to human embryos?
You see, any interference with the creation of God, which can be termed as interference, is wrong and punishable by God. But if it is assistance in the process of reproduction, then it would not be considered as interference. So any research which interferes with the process of reproduction and which may lead to distorted childbirth would be un-Islamic. But outside this range, every work of research which is in fact carried out to help the process of reproduction, that should be considered as Islamic and within the spirit of Islamic teaching.
So what about the termination of a childbirth which may be distorted?
That is again a question which has to be decided on the merit of the case. Sometimes the distorted births also cause danger to the mothers. And that, of course, has to be prevented. And sometimes the detection is rather late, when the child has already been formed and reached a stage where, if delivered through operation or accident or any other process, will retain its independent life. Then it would be interference, because you have no right to kill a person who has come into his own. He can't defend himself, that is a different thing. But he has already reached a stage where he has become an independent individual in his right. So there, I think Islam would not permit such abortions. If Islam would permit abortion in such a case, then Islam should not have any objection in killing the child after it is delivered. Because the independent existence remains the same, whether it is within or without. But prior to that is debatable, but personally I am inclined that if it is a serious case which may, according to the doctors, endanger the life or health of the mother, then abortion is advisable.
Thank you.